Well, it was the Earls of Dudley and Foley's in that early days. And then I think Sir Herbert Smith he became in the end, but he was self-made man, carpet manufacturing, kiddie. And he came there to live. And he wasn't actually in the building, but he was there when the fire was on, you know. He came in, I think there was something like about 40 gardeners and 40 gamekeepers or something, and he sacked the lot. And he just kept a couple of three there. One of his favourite jobs, I knew the chap very well, who used to go with him. He'd say, "Cooper, we'll go rabbiting tonight." And he used to go long netting. I don't know if you know what long netting is. Well, they get a net, when I say long netting, could be 100, 200 yards long. And they take it out and they peg it down and set it up. And then at night they just go and let the net down and then chase the rabbits into the net. And he used to take his Rolls Royce, a real cracker. He'd throw the rabbits in, and he was a little short, fat chap. And old Ben, who told me that the tale many times, he said he'd fall in the ditches. He said, and couldn't get out and all that sort of thing, you know. And he said the next day or 2 days, it'd take him 2 days to clean the rolls and clean it all out. But he said he used to love long netting, you know. You don't ever see it done now, but it was a bit done when I was a kid. The poachers used to. And they'd go round in the day and they'd kick the bits of stick and whirl that out of the way where they were going to put the net so they wouldn't get tangled. And they'd run the rabbits into the net. But there used to be a tremendous amount of rabbits on the estate, you know. Piggy Smith was a self-made man. I don't think so much a gentleman, but he made plenty of money. And he came to live there, and that's when the fire, I think he was away, I think he was down on the coast or something when it actually took place. But they did, when we came here, they sold one of the fire engines that attended the fire, and it was a bit antiquated. When the chap who had the farm before us, when he had his sale, they sold the fire engine. But it's a pity, really, because at one time, I mean, I've seen the court sold. They used to sell the court, the grounds, and this bit of woodland over the road, about 20 acres, and it was always sold together. And it changed hands several times at about £2,000, like, you know, £2,000, £2,500. And one chap started making jam there. That didn't go. It was a playground for kids of my age who shouldn't have been there, but we used to ride our bikes around the fountain. The one fountain is well, round. And we used to ride our bikes inside the fountain, race around there. I don't ever remember.
The house, could you, like, you know?
Oh, just all the house was like it is now, yeah. only more dilapidated because English Heritage have done it up, you know. And the gardens were all dilapidated. But the English Heritage have spent a lot of money, but they have done a tidy job, you know. They have improved it. Have you been around there?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, but it was always dilapidated. But Wigginton wanted to pull it down at one time, and the council wanted it pulled down. And I don't know why, but I suppose for safety reasons, really, because a lot of the kids used to get around there. And he wanted us to pull it down. He said, "You can have all the stone." And we said, "Yeah, we'll pull it down if you'll just take that bit away from the court and the church, because we'd never be out of jail if we'd have cracked the ceilings in that church." And he declined. But they've gone through times when they wanted it pulled down and they wanted it preserved and all this, you know. They've changed their mind a good bit, but... And then Wigginton bought it, and he's had it for years, hasn't he?
He still owns it, doesn't he?
No, they've sold it recently, within the last 2 or 3 years. It's been sold. I think, I'm not just sure, but rumour had it was a woman from Oxford that bought it. They never knew who it was, because Wigginton used to come out here to the lodge, because he owned the lodge, used to be sold mostly with the court. It was, as I say, it was a playground a lot of the time, but
yeah.
Then they stopped all that.